This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Singer-songwriter Simon Wall's travels began shortly after the loss of a friend to suicide. He spent 7 months in Canada's Katimovic volunteer program for youth and then walked across Spain accompanied by Paulo Coelho's autobiographical book, The Pilgrimage. Now Simon has left Victoria on what will be a cross-Canada walk to share his music. He arrived in Nanaimo today. Simon Walls joins us in the studio to talk about his wanderings, his experiences, and his music. Welcome to People First Radio, Simon.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Tell us about the start of your journeys, which eventually became your pilgrimage.
I started thinking about that when I was actually walking across Spain. I was trying to find a way of, you know, living out of my music. I didn't want to pay for an apartment, pay for a car, pay for gas and all that stuff. So I was just like wondering, walking across like city to city and then just live on my own kind of thing. So I don't have to pay exactly for like a car and apartment. So that's how it began pretty much.
If we step back briefly, in terms of the story that you have posted on your website, you begin your story with a description of hearing of the death of a friend.
Yeah, actually, we were four best friends at school, like really, really close together. We pretty much grew up together from like 15 years or something. And in secondary five, which is grade 12, I think, I don't know, it's different in Quebec, but we just heard of him, like, he committed suicide one morning on, like, it was actually, like, a Monday morning. And that just freaking, you know, changed your life, the way you think about stuff, the way, what you're going to do with your life afterwards. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy, actually.
So did that then become a part of your motivation for the search that you've been involved in?
I think so. I think it's a big part of it, because before that, I was about to go in math or something, like, you know, something to get really, like, a lot of money. And then you just think that it might not be the right thing for me. If, you know, you want to travel. You want to live stuff, right? You want to have a good lifestyle. You want to meet new people. You want to have new experiences. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You did eventually then walk across Spain.
Yeah.
What did you learn in Spain? And tell us about your experience with Paulo Coelho's book.
So I've read the book 5 years ago when I was in Katimovic. And I don't know, you know, you just read this book, which is, it's really spiritual and it goes really far. But I was just trying to put myself in this situation and walking across this country without, like, your sleeping bag and your tent, and that's it. You're just by yourself and you learn all that stuff that it's actually hidden in yourself, right? So that's just something I really, really wanted to do. It's it was more like the next step to do something. Mm-hmm. Right? So
what do you think potentially the most important or the most impactful thing you learned on your journey through Spain?
Oh, man, that's a big one. I've learned so many things. I guess, like, the biggest one would be, I don't know, like, you've got this power in yourself that you can pretty much do whatever you want. That's the biggest one, I think. Mm-hmm. You've just, like, you got a lot of energy to do whatever you want. You just have to do it. So, yeah, that was the biggest one.
And now you're walking across Canada.
Yeah.
You're at the start of that journey.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a larger...
Yeah, it was the next step, I think. I've been reading a lot of books about, like, people crossing a bunch of countries together. like, there's this couple who actually walked from south of Africa to north of Africa, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So I've been reading a whole bunch of those kind of books, and I was just so amazed at how people, they got, like, they're just, like, really interesting people. You know, they got so many things to tell, and I don't know. That's how I got into it.
Now, you brought your guitar with you, and you are traveling with this guitar.
Yeah, exactly. It's on my backpack. Mm.
And I'm wondering, Simon, if you'd be willing to sing and play something for us.
Yeah, I'm going to be I'll play the song called Down, 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 which is the new single coming out of the new album coming out, pretty
much. Okay.
So it goes like this. If I had to, we'll make other movies and buy my soul inside of you. We'll never be down, down, down when let down, 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 or upside down. I'd sell my fortune to have you. We'll make a ton of parachutes. Focus on the moves you do. When I get down, 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 when let down, 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 upside down. And I feel you down to another bottom of the world I just can't take down. Feel you down, my love. And I feel you down to another bottom of the world I just can't take down.
First Radio. I'm Kevin. Simon Walls has just left Victoria on what will be a cross-Canada walk to share his music. He arrived in Nanaimo today and joins me in the studio. Thank you very much, Simon.
No problem.
Now, I wanted to, in a sense, I wanted to ask you, why are you walking across Canada? And what I mean by that is, why are you walking across Canada? What is it about walking? Your journeys have been based on walking experiences other than the Katimovic experience.
Yeah, exactly. Walking is real. It's something really intense because you can actually see every single city you're going through, right? Mm. When you're in a car, you know, like you see the background, but you don't really see it because you're just like going fast, right? When you're walking, you can see every single mountain. You know pretty much everything. You know, you meet every single people on your way, which is awesome. So that's pretty intense.
Do you have a method for recording your experiences, your thoughts? Do you write things down, or are you taking pictures?
Yeah,
or?
Well, I've got my camcorder with me, so I take a couple of videos and stuff like that, so I can make like big video or like music video after. Mm-hmm. I do have a journal, you know, just to keep my mind straight, mm-hmm. make sure I'm still fine, and I keep a blog at simonwalls.com. Where I put down like new adventures, stories, pictures, and all that stuff.
On one of the clips online, we played the clip as an intro earlier on in the program. You mentioned the importance of staying mentally and physically healthy.
Yeah.
For this journey,
yeah, exactly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, physically, just like today, my foot started to hurt a little bit, so you kind of have to stop if you want to make it through, right? Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that you eat well, that you sleep well, which I didn't do last night because I was in my tent and it was freezing cold last
yes.
night. And then mentally, you just, I think you have to keep the passion, right? If you stop, if you don't have any, how do you say this? If you don't have any goal at the end of the day, it's not worth it, right? You mm-hmm. you have to keep your mind straight and keep focus on what you have to do.
So, Simon Walls, is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today before we turn back to some of your music?
Yeah, sure. If people are interested in this walk, they can actually visit the simonwalls.com. And if they like what they hear, they can buy my CD online on iTunes, or I've got all the links on my website.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Excellent.
So the next song is called Things I Will Give Up. And if the people go on YouTube, there's a music video about it that I recorded in Spain. So it's like, that's what I did.
Music is on a string like broken brick upright, but I can steal the air of my uncompleted dreams. So I will sing anything that drives me far, anything to keep me riding, and he wants to keep me screaming. But I would like to talk about our empty bottles. And how fake we used to be in colors you haven't seen. You think I will give up if you keep breathing? Think I will give up if you don't leave? You'll think I will give up if you keep smiling? The things I will say, the things I will do. On your hospital wall, what is one of your colors? Cause time is running out with you and my life. You think I will give up if you keep breathing? You think I will give up if you don't leave? You think I will give up if you keep smiling? Things I would say, things I will do, things I will keep away from you.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.